thank God. You know, I felt awful because I'd never heard of you. You see, the way Rachel went on, I really thought I ought to have heard of you, and I felt terribly guilty. Because I do try to keep up. I read all the bits in the Sundays and all that sort of thing, but even that's terribly difficult. I mean, there's so many of you, aren't there? Names to watch, I mean. Every week there's another dozen.
I prick myself. The light is poor, but this my needlework an urgent task. I must complete it whilst there is life in me. Not too tight, gentle with the thread. In what sumptuous white satin was I clad when I wed Arthur, my handsome prince? He was but 15, and I a year older.
I must forsooth be forced to give my hand, opposed against my heart, and to a mad brain Rudesby, full of spleen, who wooed in haste and means to wed at leisure. I told you aye he was a frantic fool, hiding his bitter jests in blunt behaviour, and to be noted for a merry man.
A country town like any other, a square with market, a high street with shops. I meet you at the yearly fair in summer, shading our eyes from the afternoon sleepy sun. We watch the players in from the city. Don't remember the name of it.
Well, our car bumped and bustled along the road through really thick, low country jungle, morning mist still lingering in places. We pulled up at a sentry post to show our papers. I was 23, and I have to admit, I'd thought of India entirely in terms of Delhi and the Taj Mahal. But this was wild.